broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
Things can change fast in this game, as anybody that's followed it knows.
Fly ball to deep right. Are you kidding me? Another grand slam. You can't make it up.
It is gone.
William Contreras with an exclamation mark.
Fly ball center field. It is back. It is way back. And the Brewers have the lead. For Christian Yelich, long run steer. Run out of room. Gone. A two-run homer for Joey Ortiz. And the Brewers strike first.
Peralta's 1-2 pitch.
Swing and a miss. He struck him out. That'll get the crowd to their feet. Runners go. The pitch. Struck him out swinging with a changeup, and Freddy Peralta gets through six scoreless. First one to Frelick. Ground ball towards the middle. Base hit. No hitter. Gone. Contreras goes away. The 2-2. Struck him out looking. Woodruff strikes out the side in the sixth. Fly ball, right field. It is deep. It is gone! Jackson Churio.
Rhys Hoskins got him at first. What a play. Bryce Terang.
Great day to be alive on opening day from Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Kyle Bruston Ortman on 94.5 ESPN and streaming on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. Crack the mic and then there you go. I'm looking at the Milwaukee Brewers.
Oh, baby.
1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. What is going on as well? Love the Beav. I don't know about you guys, but I've been waiting and waiting and waiting. Not just for opening day, but to see if the Milwaukee Brewers in the second year of Pat Murphy can be real. All the hype is around the Chicago Cubs and the offseason moves. They're favored to win the division. And until I see it happen, I'm not buying it. Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Northman, UKB Nation at 800-990-3776. Carbless Talk and Text Line, how you feeling?
I feel great. We waited so long for this day because how last season ended, it hurt. But the way last season got built up, the way the guys lost their manager because he wanted to be a traitor and go somewhere else, the way the guys lost one of their aces and starting pitches as well because he wanted to get paid, he went somewhere else. This Milwaukee Brewers team showed us how good they are, and the future is so bright. So shout out to the Fighting Pat Murphys. Year two starts today, fellas.
The Fighting Pat Murphys, it is. Brad Northman. I'm shocked by your behavior today.
My behavior?
Yes.
What did you do?
Oh, no.
What did I miss?
What did you miss? Well, Bradley Northman found, he is showing our teammates two bills. One was $100.
Big
and
money.
Big $10 bill. He's like, oh, Brad's got $200. No, he's got $110.
Yeah. That's all I had.
I was like, oh, wait, you didn't get any more out of Lexi's purse? And he goes, she would have known. So I said, wait a second. Usually, anytime you place a wager, you run it by the first lady.
Yeah, you know, I usually do. And usually it's received with, well, that's all you're going to bet by the first lady. That's why I love her. But you know, I mean, we just got so much going on in life. I forgot to run it by the first lady.
You
and it's
forgot.
One of those things where it makes me feel like a little bit extra juice. I'm not going to lie. There's a little bit of like.
Hiding, huh?
It's like hiding behind her back.
It's like a little.
This is a bad trend.
No, it's a little bit of like what water boy, like what mama don't know, don't hurt her. It's just like a little bit of. I feel like I'm just living outside the boundaries of civilized life. life right now. I got a couple of bet slips
pregnancy
in my hand.
Pregnancy has done this to you?
I know. This is this
you're
is
craving pato.
Exactly. So
she's craving meals. You're craving bet.
Yeah. So I mean, this is not only is it opening day. I got a little bit of juice on this game, and it's. I mean, literally just watching this right in front of our eyes, knowing that the home opener is on Monday. The sun is shining in New York, and the sun will be shining
Kyle
all summer.
Smacking Brad
smacking
in the face.
I'm
really
just getting
shining.
So excited about Jackson Chorio, our guy, man, a young stud.
He's our guy.
He is our. What did I say last year? What did I say?
You say a lot of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I said he will also be in the Hall of Fame conversation.
Oh, gosh. Well, it's one of those things, too, where the Brewers, I have a lot of confidence in this team. Talk about the Cubs, Ben. You're right. There's a lot of fanfare about the Cubs. But you know what? The Cubs are like the Dallas Cowboys. It's all a bunch of hoopla, excitement. We did this, high expectations, with consistent letting down from those expectations. So I'm not scared of the Cubs. In fact, that was one of my bets today.
Ron in the Key chimes in on the Carbless talking text line 800-990-3776. Lexi's totally going to feel that something's wrong during the group cuddle prayer time at bedtime. She's going to know that you're like your blood pressure's too high from all the electricity that you've had of betting here at Pottawatomie Sportsbook.
I love
when I'm
Lexi.
Holding her tight. She's gonna feel my pulse be a little bit higher. Dear Lord, please let the Brewers stay healthy this year. Hey, that's a strange prayer, Brad. Well, there's a reason behind it.
So run down the action right now, because obviously you need action when you're at Pato Sportsbook. And you don't need it because you can just watch the games, eat the great food, and enjoy the beverages, and just enjoy the games. But as someone who likes to dabble, at Yankee Stadium, short right field, I got Christian Yelich plus 650 to hit a home run today.
Oh, wow. What you put on that one? Yes,
just $20.
Oh.
Just $20 on Christian. Obviously have the Brewers money line, and they're plus money. Like, it's just like, that's one of those things where I don't even care. Like, most of the time I do look in depth, but on opening day and home opening day, it's a sin in my life if I don't bet the Brewers, even if it's dumb. Even if they're favored by a lot, I'll do the run line just so I have positive action on the Brewers with plus money, an opportunity to celebrate the win, the money coming in. Because I want to ride with my team. I want to ride or die. And we obviously all are together on the over 83.5. And that popped
yes,
up in Pato Sportsbook.
It's 84.5 now?
It's up to 84.5. I've started to design, which is not good. I'm not a good designer. A graphic for a spot, right? There's like a pillar that definitely holds up the building that we're in, that I'm going to slap a 84-game win countdown and cross off the wins every time they win on the road to 84 wins for our $875 bet that many people are a part of.
I love that. That's thrilling. I love the visual of it. And, Ben, I appreciate
you. You don't know what the visual is, but whatever you're imagining, it's better than my graphic design skills.
Well, I'm sure it is, because you talked about you doodling your arm sleeve tattoo. And when you revealed what it is, it's some rudimentary family tree. So I think I need to see it before I'm actually convinced it's actually adding value to our office.
He just called your artwork rudimentary.
It is rudimentary. I don't even know what it means, but it definitely is. Sounds elementary.
Yeah. Yeah, it's exactly what it is.
Sounds like I just picked up a crayon for the first time. Yeah,
precisely. You nailed the definition.
Yeah, I could use the context.
Rudimentary.
Not wrong. What was that one?
Rudimentary.
Rudimentary.
Oh, rudimentary. See, I think
he
need to
it
add
a lot more sophisticated.
You know, he AI'd Brad Nortman yesterday. I feel like we need more from rudimentary.
I love Lexi. Brett, you're going to hear that for the next many ever years.
Has Lexi heard AI, Brad?
So Lexi missed the show yesterday, and I was like, did you hear? Did you hear like what Strofe did? And she's like, no. So I pulled it back up. I played segment one for her. She didn't have words. She had no words to describe it. She's like, I don't understand. I don't understand how he did that. Sounds just like you. Thad and Chad and Dad and Sad.
Was
unbelievable.
She confused?
She was confused.
Was she upset?
She wasn't upset. She was entertained. She was confused. She needed to like really think deeply about where the world is headed.
You're not nervous that Chad or Thad or
your Lexi. That's how my girlfriend describes her relationship with me. Confused, entertaining, and not really sure where the world is headed.
Oh, wow.
Sounds like you guys got a strong relationship.
The thing is, I don't need 1,000 other Brad clones competing for Lexi. I just don't need that. I want a little bit of monopoly on Lexi. I don't need no more competition.
No, I mean, competition is almost always good for the market. It
sounds like
Lexi
you're scared of your relationship right now, that you wouldn't be able to fend off the clones.
What if they optimize a clone? What if the clones is significantly better than me? Statistically speaking, there would be at least, I don't know, 10% that's better than me. So I can't have that.
Yeah, that's probably true. I would say at least.
Yeah.
You're one of one, Brad. Well, you're one of one.
Thank you, Ben.
Until they clone you.
Until they clone you.
23andMe may do it.
They might.
Yeah, you could do nothing.
Kyle, do you have any action for the game?
I have nothing for the game.
What's hustle? What are you doing?
I have everything for the season. Everything for the season. I got my Milwaukee Brewers winning the NL Central Division title, and also I have the same bet you have because I joined in on all the fun on the over 83 and
sent
a half.
Sent me a $10 bill.
I sure did.
Kyle, there's still 4 minutes to go but to place a bet. I say you do it.
I was going
to
do the money line.
No, do it.
The money line. Get a home run in there. Get an anytime home run.
Fellas,
go.
Okay. All right.
We can handle it from here. Who are you doing?
Who? Let him surprise us.
Okay.
We got Churio. We got Yelich.
For the record.
Salvatore Frelick is plus 1,000 for Alex
Stroh.
Yeah,
big money for that one.
What does that pay? Five to win.
I'm doing 55. Yeah, doing
55.
Yeah, I got so I tailed Ben. I'm learning, baby. I'm learning. I tailed Ben in both the Brewers money line and the Yelich home run, and I won a little bit on our spicy young all star youth in Jackson Churio. So I put another 10 on him to hit a home run.
Money bags, Brad.
How about that? It feels the blood pumping.
Would never have known this man played in the NFL based off his betting unit.
I mean, seriously, that's plenty. It's a plenty conservative bet to go on like with that. But they're taking the field now, and it's just it gives me chills, Kyle. I know he does not have.
You know what's going to happen? I'm going to predict this. He's going to place too quick of a bet, and then it's going to lose. He's going to blame us because he had a panic pick.
You know what I would love? I would love if he accidentally chooses the Yankees. You know, like he's hustling. He's trying to hit the touchscreen, the brilliant, easy-to-use touchscreen here at Pottawatomie. Hits the wrong one, and then he has to root against his beloved Brewers all day. Now, that would be
entertaining. He still wouldn't, but he would just be a disaster. Well, actually, he values money.
He does
more than his teams, I think.
I wonder if it's a dollar. I wonder if we forced him to bet on the Cubs to like win the division or win a game against the Brewers. Who would he root for? Like if he had to put $50 on the Cubs against the Brewers, who do you think he'd root for?
Chef Ed's doing his best Rob Domofsky impression. His bold prediction is the Brewers are going to win the NLCS.
The NLCS, yeah. Chef Ed.
I felt very rushed, fellas.
I called it. I go. He's going to come in. He's going to say I was rushed. I panicked. He's dropping betting slips.
I am. I'm trying to hide my bar. So this is.
So what'd you do, Kyle?
I just clicked some things. I couldn't find Jackson Churio. I was looking at hits and I couldn't find certain things.
Make it simple.
I was trying to, and I got rushed because I heard them on the screen. They're saying they're taking the field. I said, uh-oh, I got to hurry up here. So I hurried up, and I took over William Contreras because I got his jersey, over a half hit.
All right.
I have Vinny Capra. Hopefully he's starting today. I believe he is.
You did a parlay?
I did a parlay. I have Vinny Capra over half because he had such a great spring training, so I think he carries that over.
Wow, the meat of the order's got to deliver.
And then I took Aaron Judge over half as well.
What's the payout here? Come on now.
Plus 300. I put down it's 10 to good. Win 30.
I don't know if I like those.
What's the other?
It's not enough juice.
The judge one probably brought the odds down.
I was in a hurry and I didn't want to hurry up and I wanted to be able to get something in before.
What's the other one you did? You dropped one.
Oh no, that was my other $10. I only had a 20. I got to go to the barber.
Gotcha.
I need my money for the barber.
Gotcha. Oh, is that tip?
Yeah, that is the tip. I only got a 20 left and so I need to kind of tip my man.
And you're away in Major League Baseball right now. Jackson Strofe, are we going to be able to do the thing that we had discussed doing before the show?
Yeah, that was specific. Benny, why don't you explain it to our audience?
Well, we are very fortunate to have 100.5 ESPN, one of our sister stations, as an affiliate of the Brewers Radio Network.
Congratulations.
620 WTMJ, a sister station as well. And 95.3 in Beaver Dam, a sister station, all three covered, a part of the Brewers Radio Network. So because Christian Yelich is plus 650 to hit a home run, we might be able to get a live look in here on Kyle Bruss and Nortman. And if Yelly goes bomb, Kyle's going to be left out because he panicked and didn't get in time.
I was looking around. I just didn't. Fellas, it was a lot. It was a lot. But I'm excited. I'm definitely excited because I think I just made some money today, fellas.
All right. Courtesy of the Brewers Radio Network and 620 WTMJ, live look into Christian Yelich's first at bat after Jackson Churio's down in strikes.
Christian doing the DHing this afternoon. What a great year he was having until the back surgery. Yeah.
All right, get it off. Get it off. Of Brewers Radio Network.
That was quick. That was quick. But he's going to get up to bat three more times, yeah, so we're good.
Churio was three pitches, and now it's ground out for Yelich. Not the best way you want to start, but hey,
it's early.
It's a long game
right. And a long season. 800-990-3776.
What a
Make
name,
sure
Jazz.
That you stop on by. There is some tournament action tonight. Don't forget about that. I watched 80 hours plus of college basketball Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I woke up Monday, and I was like, didn't know what to do with myself.
All together.
Yeah, today? I didn't count the hours, Kyle. It's more than 24. As much as I could watch, I was watching. It's all I was trying to get at, Kyle. But what I'm saying is it's back starting at 6:09.
Sure is.
You got four games today, four games tomorrow for the Sweet 16. Stop on by Pottawatomie for opening day, and anything basketball-related is the best place to be. Kyle Bruston-Ortman with you till 5 o'clock next.
This is Kyle Bruston-Ortman.
Kyle, I think you're doing a good job getting it all off your chest.
I love Matt LaFleur.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com. Put me in cold.
Oh, the time is almost here. I know that opening day is happening for the away before home opener day. That is coming on Monday, and we are bringing it to you all day on Monday. Thank you to Carbless. It's going to be the tailgate grills are out, and you're going to have to pick up some Carbless from the grocery store because the unofficial start to the summer is going to be Monday with the Brewers home opener, and ESPN Wisconsin is all over it. Sponsored by Carbless, the ready-to-drink cocktail that you know is my go-to. Live shows from inside the ballpark, special guests all day, and unmatched excitement as the crew takes on the – who did they take on, Ben? Who do they play?
Next week.
The Royals, and it will be carried on ESPN Wisconsin every single pitch of the home opener. Sponsored by Carbless. Grab a pack today. Be the MVP of your tailgate. Happy baseball season, KBN Nation.
You amaze me, Brad.
Who are they playing again? Yeah, the Royals.
The same man who's placing them to win the division doesn't even know the home opener. The national holiday that is.
Doesn't
Ben
matter.
Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad coming. Nortman. Kyle Bruston-Ortman live from Pato Sportsbook with Strofe running the show. 800-990-3776 is that Carbless talk and text line where this is always more. Now, I want to talk about the youth movement. And it's not just about the Green Bay Packers that we know is youthful. It's about the Milwaukee Brewers as well. Which group, right? Which youth movement do you have more faith in right now? The Packers or the Brewers?
I truly don't think this is a prisoner of the moment. the way I see it, there's a lot to be excited about with the Packers youth for sure. But I look at this Brewers team, and I don't know how you can't be the most excited for this young Brewers team over any other team in the state as far as their youth, and that includes the Green Bay Packers. I mean, you've got everything when it comes to star power in Jackson Churio, who can do it all right in the field and for sure at the plate. He is considered one of the greatest young players in the game today. You can't just say that about anyone. Then on the defensive side, Bryce Terang, Sal Frelick, Platinum Glove for Terang and Gold Glove for Salvador Frelick, but that doesn't even include all the guys that you'd consider to be sort of youthful, not deep youth like Contreras, Ortiz, and even Fastball Freddy, who gave up a home run. Not ideal. But all those guys, all the youth that is not even included, the farm system for the Brewers that currently ranks 9th in Major League Baseball with stud shortstop, might help that help me on the name, Jesus Madé. Jesus Madé,
yeah, you got it.
Shortstop that will continue to allow the Brewers to continue to move their youth movement forward. Yeah, and finally,
Brad's going to be a seam head by the end of this baseball season.
I sure will. And not only that, they have one thing the Packers do not have. They have a veteran in the clubhouse that can continue to mold this young youth in Christian Yelich. He's a guy that's a former MVP, been there, done that. Everything says that he is a guy that leads this team from a player standpoint. You need this youth to grow in many different capacities. So that's why not only do I like them as they are young, I like how they will continue to grow with Pat Murphy and Christian Yelich being a player that's experienced, that knows how to grow this young team. The Packers, they don't have a veteran like that. So the youth of them, offense, defense, and the coaching and the experience of one guy in there gives me all the hope in the world for this Milwaukee Brewers youth.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Brad. The Milwaukee Brewers had a youth movement last year, and they were kind of like the Green Bay Packers, where they didn't drop off. They still made the playoffs. They still ended up winning the division, something the Packers did not do. So the youth movement for the Milwaukee Brewers is an impressive one. But I'm telling y'all this right now. When I look at this Green Bay Packers team, Goody sucks in round one. We understand that. He's failed in multiple draft classes in round one. But when you look at the last three draft classes, he finally started to build the pieces. He was cooking in the last three draft classes. That's why I believe that it's actually the Green Bay Packers that have a brighter future when we're talking about a youth movement. When you look at guys that he's found your bookend tackles and a Rashid Walker and a Zach Tom as well, your starting corner and my boy Carrington Valentine. But he's really built up a roster where I truly feel like the Green Bay Packers have an extremely bright future. So when I think about a team, I think the Milwaukee Brewers, yes, they're going to be a great team in the future, but I really feel like this young team with the Milwaukee Brewers has an even brighter future. But on top of that, they have found something that my Brewers that I absolutely love have not. They found a little bit of playoff success. They were able to go into Dallas and beat up on the Dallas Cowboys. They were able to compete with the 49ers. Last year, you know, we didn't get the results that we wanted in Philadelphia, the eventual Super Bowl champions. But I do think that the Green Bay Packers have that experience in the playoffs where if they make it to the playoffs this year, where we feel like they will, they won't be afraid of the moment. Against the Philadelphia Eagles, I don't think the Packers were afraid of the moment. I just thought the Eagles were a better football team. They made less mistakes. Jordan Love had to force a lot of plays to get guys going. So when I look at the youth movement at the Green Bay Packers have in these last three draft classes, you have starters galore all over the place, and they're going to continue to show how much growth they're going to have in this 2025 season.
So you think it's more likely the Packers are going to win a playoff game over the Brewers winning a playoff series?
Oh yeah, this year I do feel good about the Green Bay Packers.
Year, after you've just been upset about everything that they've done, you're now just being like, oh, they're so young, they have experience from these past 2 years that's going to propel them. If they're a 7 or 6 seed again, what has changed in your mind other than they've experienced it? We were saying that last year about experience.
Yeah, when
they added Josh Jacobs and Xavier McKinney to a very youthful roster, and it kind of didn't like make that jump that you would have expected. So why the faith now after the lack of movement that you wanted to see in free agency for the Packers to put the youth in a better spot than the Brewers?
Yeah, my frustration with the Green Bay Packers in this offseason
stuff. Just real quick, the Brewers were up 3-1 before Pete Alonso late in the game.
No,
they were in position to win a series. The Packers were close, but they were ever in position to win that football game against the
Eagles. Do we
want
to talk about the history of the Milwaukee Brewers in the playoffs? I mean, it's heartbreak after heartbreak after heartbreak.
This is Pat Murphy's Brewers. Cool.
And they had the same results as Craig Council's Brewers. I think both teams have very bright futures. But when I think about this Green Bay Packers football team is though we're disappointed in the offseason, my disdain for the offseason had to do with building a Super Bowl contender. It wasn't about winning a playoff game. This Green Bay Packers team has showed you they're capable of winning a playoff game. This Green Bay Packers football team won 11 games last year. Their losses came to really good teams, minus the Chicago Bears the last week of the season when your quarterback went out early in that game. So the Packers aren't a bad football team. They just were not good enough to beat the cream of the crop. And so I believe another year of experience, you have guys who are going to continue to take the next step.
What do you mean? We have guys that are going to continue the next step. We literally had a conversation about how we cannot rely on guys taking the next step. We were trying to guarantee guys that would take the next step because we're done having conversations about taking that next step. And now you're assuming that.
I'm not assuming. Adrian Cooper showed me enough that I believe he's going to take the next step where
he's
going
to
be an elite plus guy. You're going to have Evan Williams, another guy. Javon Buller. I just feel like this Green Bay Packer football team, you just saw
naming names does not.
I'm not naming names. I'm naming dudes. I'm naming guys that have a bright future with the Green Bay Packers. Jaden Reed had a little bit of a down year to us, but Jaden Reed still had 700 plus receiving yards last year. This Green Bay Packer football team is good. The Milwaukee Brewers are good. But when I think about a bright future, until the Milwaukee Brewers can show me that they can make it to a World Series and be a World Series type organization, which I hope they do,
but the,
I put more of my faith in the Griffin.
The Packers long times to be a Super Bowl type team.
What the Packers did after losing Aaron Rodgers was more significant than what the Milwaukee Brewers did after losing Corbin Burns and losing their manager. Both were big hurdles they had to overcome, but one guy in Aaron Rodgers is one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. He is the greatest quarterback to put on a Packers jersey. We lost him in a year that we did not make the playoffs. The Packers responded by starting 3-6 and then ripping off a great run to make the playoffs and win a game in the playoffs. So you can't sit here and tell me that the talent on this roster, the young talent on this roster, can't continue to blossom and grow. Yes, they did not do what we wanted them to do in the playoffs last year, but don't make you believe that this Green Bay Packer team still isn't good and has a lot of good youth on this football roster. Yeah, pre-2022, those draft classes, boo-boo. But after 2022 and beyond, Goody been cooking.
You just got a lot of faith in a team that didn't win a lot of big games or against quality opponents last year, which is just the interesting part of all this to propel them into success that I just think you've been asking for more, and now you're still having more success for a team that didn't give you as much as you wanted, but it's fine. It's not exactly always apples to apples in comparing the NFL to the MLB. That's the part that I'll give you the edge here.
And to me, I look at this team, I look at this Brewer team almost as if they are starting like the Packers 2024 season. Last year was their coming out party where there is excitement and there's youthfulness, and this is the opportunity to take the step forward. When the Packers had that opportunity, not many guys took that step forward.
Over to the KBN Sports Desk. Did he do it? He did hit a single.
Oh, I should have
first
Salvatore.
Hit of the year, baby. Let's Salvatore, go. First hit of the year.
I think they
just
had
a nice little jam
over.
Shot. He gained 15 pounds of muscle last year. That's a bloop pop-up to shortstop. He muscled it over to center field with those 15-pound strokes.
Salvatore!
Where's my boy Vinny?
Strofe, what's the reason you love Salvatore Frelick so much?
Sometimes there doesn't have to be.
You just find the guy. Something about.
Did you see when he broke out?
He's always been my guy, and I don't know. He's electric in the outfield. He has so many great catches.
Yeah, that's true.
I think he almost plays it up sometimes, which I really respect.
Did you know that Strofe on stream cheers unathletically as well?
What do you do?
Yeah! Exactly that. Exactly.
The fist pump.
If you don't know what we're talking about, you can see us on YouTube at ESP Milwaukee. We're live from Pottawatomie Sportsbook. It's Kyle Bruston-Ortman. Coming up next, Strofe's got to focus because he's been 3-for-3. He said he wanted to make this the best week of becoming relevant ever. I didn't hear anything in the office about how good this one might be, so I have low expectations. Next. From Pottawatomie Sportsbook. It's amazing here. Absolutely amazing. Always have great food. Always have drink specials. And a 2,000 square foot video wall, which makes you not have to leave anytime if you don't have anywhere to go. Gosh, it was great on Saturday just to be here from 3 to 11. And like I said, I could have stayed till sun up.
Shout out to your fiance for hanging with you all day.
Yeah.
That's
good for her.
Did you know that she wanted to leave earlier?
So you
and I only got
obliged,
like 30
right?
extra minutes.
You obliged, right?
I basically negotiated nothing.
You were here for 8 hours.
I know.
That's a whole work
day. That was all sports betting.
Yeah, that with
I
your
wanted
fiance.
To hit the tables with my best man Greg Scalzo.
Greg Scalzo ain't going nowhere. You'll have another day. The fact that she came with you, that's a ride or die right there, buddy.
That is. That's a lot of patience.
She had a great time and won money. So like,
she had a great time, but
no, it's true, Strofe. She like literally learned about like sports betting, if I grab the tickets from her, she goes, "No, I want those in front of me. I'm tracking them."
Mm,
it's like, yes,
I like it.
Yes,
I don't doubt that. But did you ever show interest in something that you weren't really interested in when you're trying to
Love Island?
Pottawatomie is where Love Island.
You loved Love Island.
I know, but my point is she may love this, and I gave that a shot, and I love that.
Have y'all seen the Love Island in Spain?
No.
Oh, my God.
What's Love Island?
For becoming relevant.
Wow,
we have time
show.
To explain.
Wow, show.
Hey, Mr. Irrelevant, it's time to become relevant. Strofe's time to shine on KBN starts now.
Love Island, terrific television show.
Have you seen the Spain version?
I have not seen the Spain version. I don't know what that means.
Oh, my
Just good-looking individuals or what?
I will tell you off air.
I'm going to take that. I'm going to take that. I don't like whatever just happened there, but I will take that as a yes.
Sounds like a squeaky toy.
So, I love baseball season. I'm excited baseball season is here. But ballparks got to stop doing things just to do things. Example number one for you is in the MLB. The Toronto Blue Jays, our neighbors to the north, have introduced cotton candy fries, which is literally just cotton candy on top of potatoes.
Oh, wow.
Stupid.
Oh, that's disgusting.
And I know they make a big deal out of ballpark food and ballpark eats. Also, the Yankees just hit another home run.
Yeah, Anthony Volpe.
Oh, no.
Another one to short porch right.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. The pizza is here. The pizza man is here.
I can smell it. That's my mouth is watering.
Cotton candy fries, stupid. Too many of these ballparks, I agree, Strofe, are getting out of pocket with these ideas. And it's like, no, I don't want a Snickers on a hot dog. No, thank you.
Yeah, it seems pretty odd, but I mean, it's baseball. You long games, you're hanging out, tailgating when you get inside, trying something new. I mean, it's all part of the adventure and all part of the entertainment.
But,
Kyle,
who's going to Philadelphia to eat a s'mores quesadilla?
A lot of people, they wouldn't put it on it. You want to try it? Think about State Fair. State Fair has a lot of odd things.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch the Brewers to eat a deep-fried Twinkie. I'm going to eat a hot dog or a broth, drink 17 beers.
The bathrooms at a ballpark aren't exactly a place that I want to spend time in. Unless I have to tinkle, but
yeah,
I don't want to do the other thing.
Baseball in general is like, it's characterized by tradition. Like when I go to a ball game, I want the traditional foods.
I am so with you, bro.
I don't want some ridiculously new.
Give me the Brewer's helmet.
Taste.
Yeah. I'll be happy.
See, this is why Thad or Chad, Brad or Rad or whatever, or Dad, Norman, they're going to take Lexi. All this bland
I love
stuff.
Lexi.
Over in New York, the other baseball team that the Brewers are not playing, a.k.a. the team that David Stearns abandoned the Brewers for, the New York Mets have introduced a burrow race, meaning the five boroughs of New York City will each be represented in a mascot race. Sound familiar, fellas? Maybe David Stearns might be familiar with it. You've got a pizza. You've got a giraffe representing the Bronx Zoo. You've literally got a skyscraper racing around City Field. Not only are they thieves and frauds and scoundrels, this is stupid. Why?
No, it's not.
What do you mean, it's not? A skyscraper
like
running?
A skyscraper? Idea of like a wiener sausage and like a brat and a Polish sausage and all that.
Be original.
They're all in the same family. Right? Like at least they're all in the same family. And I know like the Nationals, they do the presidents. At least it's multiple presidents. To have a building race a giraffe makes absolutely zero sense.
No, it's New York, man. Imitation is the greatest form of flattery. And so when I think about that, it's like, hey, listen, we started this great tradition and other places want to make it their own, make it local. And when I think about New York and when people go to the game, they see the giraffe, they know what that stands for.
Kyle's
when they think about skyscrapers, they know what it stands for.
Yeah, that's,
and so
that's sad, Kyle.
I think it's cool. I mean, you can never top the best.
A skyscraper running is the stupidest thing in
the world. It's insulting to the wiener race.
Yeah.
The sausage race.
Yeah.
It's insulting to it.
I truly disagree. I think it's pretty cool. Thank you so much for imitating us, New York. Little old Milwaukee being imitated by one of the most populated cities in the world.
To think that some of the greatest marketing minds work for these top professional sports teams. And they say, you know what? Let's just rip off this other team that's doing something similar. It's absurd.
The thing is, other teams have ripped it off, and I understand it, right? Like, I think it's the Houston Astros. They have the Taco Bell sauce packets race each other. Hot, mild, fire. At least it's all in the same family, once again, I say.
And Strofe, as Love and Football chimes in on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee, hey, at least the freeze races are hilarious. Yes, that's their concept.
Yeah, the Atlanta Braves.
Yeah, if somebody rips that off, it's going to be frowned upon. Like, get some creativity of your own.
What business does a slice of za have racing a giraffe?
But it's new. When you think about New York and you go to New York, what do you say? I want a little New York pizza.
Do you think about giraffes?
The giraffe I was confused about.
So we've got a pizza, a giraffe, a skyscraper. What are the other two?
One second.
There two are.
I just X'd out of it. One second.
Okay. Kyle's pulling it up right now. It is ridiculous.
The costume.
You have a fairy and a subway.
Yeah, you know what? What
those look horrifying.
Sense. It all makes sense. Why the fairy and they, makes
and they
sense
look
in the subway?
And they look dumb.
We didn't say they didn't make sense. It's just stupid.
It is stupid.
I understand what New York is known for.
Yo,
Kyle.
Do you realize though, racing sausages are cool, but it's also a weird idea too.
Okay, but at least original. It's a Polish sausage versus a hot dog versus a brat versus a chorizo. They're all sausages.
You forgot Italian, man. You can't forget the Italian.
You've had about 18 accents. You're done.
One ballpark initiative I can get behind is the St. Paul Saints, which is the AAA affiliate of the Minnesota Twins. They have released the great Fatsby in honor of F. Scott Fitzgerald, the writer of The Great Gatsby, who's from St. Paul. It is a six-foot-long hot dog that is covered with pulled pork, mac and cheese, French fries, and jalapenos. It also comes with jalapeno poppers. The only issue is, well, two issues. Number one, it's $130. Number two, if you finish it, you don't even get anything. Like, if you and three others finish it, you don't get it for free. You don't get a discount.
Come on, Vinny!
Get out of here! Get up! Get out of here!
Let's go! Get out of here, boy!
Bottom of the order coming up big when you need it.
Is that that's one of the guys you...
Yeah,
he needed a hit and he got a home run. Imagine if Kyle would have done a home run bet like Brad and I did on Vinny.
Goodness. I would have went home.
I know you would have. I would have gladly said, you know what? Go have a good time, Kyle. Yeah. That is an unbelievable bet.
That's what I'm talking about. He was hot, baby.
No, that's
he was
real.
Hot.
A launch angle of 25 degrees in the distance of 370 feet. The two Yankees home runs were pop-ups to the short porch in right field, which drives me nuts. Let's go, Brewers.
Vinny Capra made the team. Boy, was cooking in the spring training.
That ball leapt off the
ball. Ooh, yeah. Nice little Bryce Terang Oppo Taco. I should be getting into this read right now because I'm getting close to play-by-play. Which
momentum, baby. Momentum.
You said Oppo Taco. I don't think anybody's going to get too mad at you.
Yeah, you're probably right. A little March 29th action on Saturday in 2 days. You have the chance to join Thanasis Antetokounmpo. And he's going to entertain fans like none other. So make sure you get your tickets. TALiveShow.com. That is TALiveShow.com. Is brought to you by Gruber Law Offices, Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, McDonald's, Prisoner Wine Company, and of course, Carbliss, Brandon Jennings, Brooke Lopez, Kyle Kuzma, and of course, many others that will be in attendance for you to enjoy. Get involved with Analysis Live at TALiveShow.com. That is TALiveShow.com. Over-unders coming up next. Let's go caller 6, caller 9. Let's go OG here. Caller 6, caller 9, and over-under. Strove's got a category. Kyle, Brad, and I, we team up to get as many guesses in 10 guesses right. So we get 10 guesses. Boom. Let's get as many as we can. You decide if you are on the over or the under. Four, over-under. You're walking away with something if you're one of the callers of 6 or 9. 800-990-3776. 800-990-3776. Over under. Caller 6, caller 9. Next.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN.
Kyle, I love you.
Can't say the same.
That's fair.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com. Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her.
Oh, I think that I found time now at Pottawatomie Sportsbook. It's Kyle Brusson-Nortman to play one of our favorite games, Over-Under.
Will the guys hit the over or will they disappoint? It's time for Over-Under on Kyle Brusson-Nortman.
One of the all-time battles today, our two contestants, caller 6 from the royal family. It's Mike and Franklin. He is on the over, believing in you guys.
Is he against Sherry?
Initially, yes, but then she hung up. Caller 9?
Oh, she's like, my man's got this.
Yeah, my man's got this. Caller 9 ended up being, any guesses?
Chef Ed.
Nailed it. Chef Ed. Caller 9.
Oh,
he is on
gosh.
The under.
I'm happy to have him call on Thursdays, just not on Tuesdays. All right, the fellas. Are you smarter than Ben Brush?
You're guessing the contestants. I wonder if you're going to guess the category. I'm going to give you the opportunity.
The last 10 opening day starters.
For the Brewers, that is correct. The over-under is 6.5. Who's our final answerer?
Ben?
I want to take this one, although I'm going to need a little help.
All right, here we go. 6.5. Your time starts in 3, 2, 1.
Did Freddie start last year?
He did. This is his second one.
Freddie, final.
Yeah, that's correct. He's done the last two.
Do we want to go in order or just keep firing?
How about let's do Corbin.
Corbin, yeah. Final.
Yeah, he had the two before that.
Yoli Chassin.
Yoli Chassin, yeah. Final.
Very good get. He did it back in 2019.
So is that the last five?
You are missing one in, or two in between, rather. You have one, two, and four.
I feel like Brandon might have. But I'm stuck on a 2018 season right now, the NLCS season. So this isn't him, but Chase Anderson. Final.
Yep, 2018 is right.
Oh, man, that was a good poll, but I got to keep polling. I need you guys for, like, the
2 minutes.
Willie Peralta maybe on this list. We got
how far back
Woodruff.
Would, like, Gallardo be?
Yovani would be in the mid-teens, 2000s.
Yeah.
Where he would be on what about, we're missing 2020 and 2021.
Who are their guys?
Oof.
Capuano, he was way before then.
Come on, Ben.
I'm trying to think. Who are the Brewers' pitching staff? Who, not Chassin. Is there another guy?
Junior Guerra didn't start.
Oh, Junior Guerra did get one, I feel like. Junior Guerra got an opening day start, I feel like.
Do you feel that?
I do feel he did.
Junior Guerra, final.
Well done, Kyle.
Wow.
2017. You guys have five of them. 1, 2, 4, 5, and 6.
Good job, Ben.
I couldn't trust myself, but thank you. That's
yeah, I just remember just getting that start. I think he got lit up early.
21 and 2020. Do we go with Woody?
I guess we try Brandon Woodruff.
Yeah. Let's try Woody.
1 minute.
Final.
Yeah, that's right.
How about that?
You got six. You need one more.
Did he have both of those?
He did have both of those, yes.
All right, so we're prior to Chase Anderson and Junior Guerra. This is where I need help.
Let's try. You had... Okay, Greinke was around before that.
Yep.
You had Yovani, as he talked about. Chris Capuano was that. Matt Garza. When was he around?
Let's try Garza. He could be on the list. I like it. Garza, final.
30 seconds.
Matt Garza, surprisingly, not on this list.
I guess I would go with...
Depending on how far back. I mean...
I like one of them. Read your
name. I feel like Yovani Gallardo has to be.
Yovani Gallardo, final.
Yovani Gallardo did it not once, not twice, not three times, not four times, but 5 years in a row from 2010 to 2014.
He was that
dude. Wow, he was.
He was that dude.
So then that means Zach Greinke would be on the list then.
Nope. Zach Greinke never started an opening day for the Brewers.
Huh.
Would you look at that? Give us the rest.
You said one of the names, Willie Peralta.
It was Willie was on that list.
Willie with one L. Yeah, he did that back in 2016. 2015 has got to be the hardest name on this list. It is Kyle Loesch.
Kyle Loesch.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's hard.
I completely forgot about that name.
Yeah, he sucked for us.
And then way back in 2009, it was Jeff Supon after Ben Sheets started six of the previous seven. Doug Davis back in 20.
Ben Sheets on that list, too?
Ben Sheets was just off. He was number 11 on the list. Doug
Davis
back in 2006 in between Ben Sheets.
It's weird how you remember the sucky ones more than like the years that you were good.
The pain.
I mean, I just remember those guys. Wow, that's fun.
I just remember being on Scalzo and Bruss prior to this show. In like 2017 and 2018, and just screaming random pitchers. Like, we made a song out of Yoli Chassin that probably we shouldn't have done. Yolis, 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 Yolis.
Right after Yolis, he says we probably shouldn't have
Yolis.
Done.
Yolis. But he was awesome.
He sings it.
No, that's a good one. It's more in like the vibe of soccer. It's not like it's offensive.
Yeah, I didn't know. But no, Kyle gave me the it's not offensive, so I feel good about it.
It's like across the pond, they do it all the time. They cheer names.
Cheer names, baby. That's it for Over Under. Mike and Franklin, congratulations on the over. Chef Ed is the loser on the under, but I know he needs Houston to keep him alive in the cousin sub bracket giveaway that we have going. So he's alive in just about everything, so I don't feel bad when he loses one of these. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman here with you. Strophy running the show. We'll have Jason Willey, Greg Scalzo, a whole lot to get to, but coming up next, is it too much to start expecting the Brewers in the playoffs every year? Are we getting ahead of our skis? We'll discuss that next.